Now, who burned the midnight oil and stayed up until the early hours of Monday to watch Footballing Theatre deliver one of its great late night shows? At close to 2,500 metres, around 7,500 feet above sea level, the majestic Estadio Azteca in Mexico City provided a fitting dramatic stage. For perspective, that is roughly 13 times the altitude of West Bromwich's Hawthorn Stadium, believed to be England's highest football ground. Add in thunderstorms, a rain delay and a raucous home crowd, and it became the backdrop for a proper Boston performance to make the Black Country proud. Stourbridge-born Jude Bellingham scored twice in 98 seconds as England claimed a historic 3-2 last 16 win over co-host Mexico. The game also saw Wolves forward and Mexican talisman Raul Jimenez play his part, forcing a string of full-stretch saves from England goalkeeper Jordan Pickford before finding the net with a late penalty to set up a remarkable finale. The victory for Jude and the England team now sets up a mouth-watering quarter-final date with top marksman Erling Haaland in Norway in Miami on a Saturday night. Another late appointment with the sofa, the snacks and the screen for fans back home. And as this World Cup keeps shifting our evenings, with late kickoffs, extra time, group chats, highlights and second screen scrolling stretching well beyond the usual bedtime routine, it has given fresh relevance to new research into how bright evening light may affect eye health. The research published in Geoscience has found an association between exposure to bright light in the evening and an individual's risk of developing eye disease. Researchers from Shanghai General Hospital examined data from 82,826 participants within the UK Biobank cohort. The participants did not have an existing diagnosis of glaucoma, cataract, or age-related macular degeneration at the study outset. Participants were monitored for 7 days with wrist-worn devices that contained high-resolution light sensors. The scientists measured the average light intensity that participants were exposed to between 8 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. The researchers then analysed new diagnoses of glaucoma, cataract and AMD within the study cohort over a median follow-up period of 7.85 years. They found that the individuals who recorded the brightest evening light readings, exceeding 1,000 lux, over the 7-day period had a 31% increased risk of AMD when compared to individuals with average evening light intensity readings. These individuals also had a 47% higher risk of glaucoma and an 18% higher risk of cataracts. The researchers concluded that high-intensity artificial light in the evening is an independent, modifiable risk factor for major ocular aging pathologies. They noted that typical indoor lighting for reading or office work is around 300 to 500 lux, adding that this appears relatively safe according to the study findings. However, modern high brightness displays and specialised task lighting can easily exceed 1,000 lux, the authors noted. They observed that high precision workers, such as surgeons and lab technicians, should be encouraged to take circadian safe recovery periods after exposure to high intensity occupational lighting. So, for those settling in for the quarter-final, the message is not to panic or switch the match off, but to make the evening a little kinder on the eyes. Try lowering the brightness on phones, tablets and televisions once the room gets darker, and avoid sitting in a very bright room with multiple screens on at once. If you're following the game on a second screen, give your eyes regular breaks by looking away from the device and focusing across the room for a few moments. Useful settings to try include turning on night mode or a warmer colour setting in the evening, reducing screen brightness so it matches the room rather than overpowering it, switching to dark mode for apps with bright white backgrounds, increasing text size so you are not squinting, and using any built-in glare reduction, comfort view or blue light filter options on your device. It may also help to keep some gentle background lighting on rather than watching in complete darkness. Reduce glare where possible, and build in a wind down period after the final whistle, especially if extra time, penalties and post-match reaction have pushed bedtime later than planned. For any further advice, information or guidance with adjustments to make your devices more accessible and kinder to your eyes, you can contact Beacon Sight Loss Advisors and or IT Digital and Assistive Technology Team on 01902 880 111. And as always, anyone noticing changes in their vision, persistent eye discomfort, flashing lights, new floaters or sudden loss of vision should seek advice from an optometrist or urgent medical health rather than putting it down to screen time alone.